This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. We're talking fear. Guess who said this? I fear not the man who has practiced 10,000 kicks once, but I fear the man who has practiced one kick 10,000 times. Who do you think said that? Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. It's the Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com. You can also give us a call at 844-551-8255. Bruce Lee said that. Bruce was practically everybody's idol when I was growing up in terms of martial arts. Everybody's idol, man. You would clamor to still go see a Bruce Lee film. But Bruce is right. Same thing I say to everybody I've trained. I said, you perfect something that I teach you. A couple of things. Most people leave you alone. I have a guy I teach, and I just teach him defense. I charge him, run at him, throw kicks. All he does is defend. We've been doing that for a year. A year. Can you imagine? You haven't learned a single... I mean, I've taught him some offense, but not much. The focus of our training is nothing but getting out of the way. And what I told him was... because, and what's interesting, this is a dude, he was a bodybuilder, professional bodybuilder. You know, beautiful physique. He's in shape like crazy. And he says, Kevin, I've never, when we met, he goes, I've never been in a fight. He goes, I wouldn't know how to fight for any reason whatsoever. He's just been, I mean, I don't, that's foreign to me. And I said, great, let's start training. And I said, since you don't know offense, how about we do this? How about we focus on defense? Which, by the way, I do that with most people anyway. And so I taught him how you divide your body into quadrants, you know, closed stance, open stance. And I said, now I'm just going to throw at you. I'm going to throw a punch at you. And I want you to see how the body reacts. I want you just to watch the timing of the body. And, you know, I throw my right, you know, from the back and south in a regular traditional stance. And I throw my punch and I say, now watch how your body can just get out of the way. So we do these things really slow. But we've been doing this for a year, like Tai Chi. You know, I throw my right or jab at him. And, you know, right, left, throw a back leg kick, a front leg kick. And all he does is he's got to get out of the way. He's got to recognize it. You see, the body's uniquely positioned for something. Here's what's cool about the body. And this is something that your mind understands too, okay? Not just the physical nature, but the mental aspect of this. You are programmed to recognize movement. Did you know that? So if somebody's hiding and all they do is move their thumb, your mind is programmed to look for only the movement, only the change in a scene. That's kind of fascinating when you think about it, because it's not just the physical change. Your mind is also programmed to recognize a change in, you know, say, a mentality or something like that. You can watch people's, I don't know if I'm explaining it correctly, but a change in a piece of paper, for example, or you know those things you used to do, like I don't know if it used to have it in the paper where it would say, look at this picture, look at that picture, and tell me the difference. Okay? You're programmed for that. You're programmed to see the difference between what somebody said in a clip. When you hear it, you can hear the difference. You can hear the difference in intonation. You are programmed for change to detect that. That's your survival mechanism. That's right. So, you know, as I said, you practice these things over and over and over, and you get to the point where you go, I'm pretty good at this. And that's what we've done. We've learned the differences, the changes, the nuances. And you know what we've watched over a period of decades? We've watched the media make these slow changes, these incremental things. They don't appear big. And then suddenly, now you see it as clear as day. This guy that I'm training, you throw a punch at him in another year. Not even in a year, to be honest with you. He can get out of the way of most stuff. So now I throw punches quicker, you know, quickie. quickly, quicker at him. And he's like, and he, all he does is he just shifts his body and he moves you out of the way. So I ask him, I said, now, you still haven't been really taught how to counter. And he's a strong guy. I mean, this guy's a former bodybuilder and he's still in great shape. I said, I haven't taught you how to counter yet. I said, but here's what I've taught you how to do. I've taught you how to get out of the way, which will get you out of 95% of any fight you get into. Guy throws a punch at you, you just move him out of your way. He's like, what? Then he throws another punch at you or a kick at you, and you move him out of the way. And you're just looking at him like, I'll be here all day. You haven't hurt him. You haven't had to do anything. That's where we are. We're just moving these guys out of the way. But wait till you learn how to counterpunch. Wait till you learn how once he gets by you, you can just come across with that right while his body is being moved out of the way under its own weight, and you send a little, you know, a love tap at the end of it, and he's on the ground. That's where you are. You are now ready to start delivering these punches to the left because you've done your kick, you've done your punch, you've done your evading, whatever, thousands of times. So it was funny. I hear people talk about Trump's negotiation with the Democrats. It's so laughable. The Democrats believe themselves to be good negotiators. They're not. They're good litigators. They will find the loophole in this or that. Trump's as good a litigator as they are, but he's 10 times the negotiator. Trump has negotiated more deals in a month than most people will probably negotiate in 10 years. It's so easy. I cannot describe for you how somebody at the level of him, the guy who wrote The Art of the Deal, the guy who has researched how to do a negotiation, that has spent the better part of his life having not only, you know, thought about it, but implemented it and refined it iteratively thousands of times. And the left think he's stupid. So they're approaching him that way, and at every turn, he's pushing them out of the way. No big deal. Doesn't even have to throw a counterpunch. They were like, where was he in this negotiation? He was a ghost. He just moved them out of the way. They're throwing punches. They're flailing. You know, going at him. He just shifts over to the side, and they go run right past him. Anyway, we got a lot to talk about today, folks. Happy to be with you. Thank you.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville. can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
Are you one of the 70% of Americans that want to own your own business, afraid to leave the security of your current job to pursue your dreams? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current job schedule, creating extra income for you and your family by joining his crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Everybody, welcome back. Kevin Jackson here. Few issues arouse so much interest as Barack Obama's greats, and I remember telling people at the time when they were touting this man as being the smartest guy, the smartest president ever, I said there's zero proof of that. I would love to see that, because I have never seen someone who doesn't want to talk about their grades. He's supposed to be brilliant. He presents himself, and, you know, is this eloquent orator. And at the time, I was asking everybody, look, I get it. I understand that you see the, you know, you're looking at him and saying he appears intelligent. I get that he uses big flowery words and things like this, but I just want to see his grades. Because if he's as smart as they say, I'd like to see him. I've had this argument with many blacks. I said, you know, but Barack Obama's supposed to be brilliant, right? Show me his Harvard transcript. He was president of Law Review, who got one job interview, one job offer after he graduated Harvard with a Juris Doctorate degree. He was an attorney who couldn't pass the bar multiple times before he finally passes it. He goes to work at a crooked law firm owned by Tony Resco, who's now in prison, the guy who negotiated the deal on Barack Obama's house. He was so bad, look, people that worked with him said he was horrible. They sent him out into the field where he became a community organizer and sucked at that. Show me the brilliance. I'm not trying to be mean. I'm just saying if he's brilliant, I will admit it. None of his policies showed any level of brilliance. I remember the revelation because, you know, you see the guy and you go, he's well-spoken, blah, blah, blah. I get it. You know, no surprise to me. There are well-spoken black people. Wow. You know, but for white Democrats, I was like, look at this. Look at this black. You know, how racist is that? We're never going to find another one like him. We better jump on this guy. So they're trying to convince me that he's something special. And I go, he comes out with a policy that says, we need to tax people all the way through for Social Security, all the way through the whatever income you make. So if you make $1 million, you would pay between you and your company $115,000, give or take, $113,000 in Social Security every year, Social Security insurance. Now, I want you to think about that. If you work 20 years and you're saving up $100,000 at no interest, you would retire with $20 million. Now, you've got $20 million of Social Security insurance. What do you think they're going to pay you when you retire in 40 years and you start drawing from the government? They're going to pay you $2,000 a month. Now, outside of the fact that you're getting completely ripped off, the other thing is, and your company too, by the way, who's matching this, the company really carries the brunt because they are only looking at a certain amount of money that every employee can cost as a maximum. They say, no matter how much money you make, our SG&A, our overhead for you, and, you know, in Social Security, employment insurance, blah, 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 is only going to be $10,000. So they add that to whatever your package is. I'm going to offer you $130,000 a year, Kevin, but they've averaged in all the other stuff, and they say, so that's technically 140, 150, whatever. If that number goes up to being practically unlimited, you're hurting companies who have to pass that along to the consumer, who also look at high, what they call high-income employees differently then, and so on and so forth. So it proved to me that Barack Obama had no clue how business worked and what the ripple effect would be with that type of policy. And it bugged me because I'm going, that's like business 101. You know, you can't come in and do something like that. You're already, you've got a system that's broken. Social Security, you want people at the maximum, you're already paying in, you know, $10,000 to $15,000 a year in insurance premiums because it's not your money. It's a premium. You're paying that much money in that you may never get. And he wants to make that an unlimited payment, which means the government would have even more dollars from these high-income people that is not going to be paid out to them when they die. Like I said, there's nothing on Social Security if you pulled it out and made it a private sector deal that would be legal. People would look at this plan and go, are you kidding me? That's usury. That's a fraud. You know, Kevin, it's an insurance policy. Let me tell you, an insurance policy that only you can cash. The insurance policy that says when you die, whatever monies you put into there are done. They're gone. What kind of there is nothing about this plan that works. So anyway, when they were talking about his grades, I said, look, based on what you're telling me, I will tell you Barack Obama has a surface level intelligence where he can dazzle the average person. It's like me with piano. If you listen to me play piano and you're not a piano player, you're going to go, that dude is good. But if you play any piano, if you've played piano your life, you know, I'm not talking about be a concert pianist or be playing in a band, but if you know how to play piano, you go, he's okay. He's a rookie piano player. But you're not going to go, oh, Kevin's brilliant. You should watch him play Tchaikovsky. You know, I can't play Tchaikovsky or Stravinsky or whoever if you put a gun to my head. I can play a few chords, put them together melodically, let you gyrate, you know, erotically, and everybody's happy. But other than that, I'm a piano player at best. And I'm nothing more. That's what Barack Obama is. He's a piano player. He knows a little bit about a lot, enough to fool the average person, which there happens to be a lot of them. But when you're looking at stuff and if you're even two layers deep, you can spot this dude for the fool that he is. Anyway, at the time, they wrote of him, New York Times to Dave Moranis of the Washington Post to Donald Trump, they say, have weighed in on what his grades might or might be. And despite the interest, we still don't know what they are. Obama has yet to release his academic records from Occidental, 79 to 81, Columbia, 91 to 83, or Harvard, 88 to 91. Theories abound, but one that has largely been ignored is maybe they're hidden because they reveal that he was entirely average. How so? New research into Occidental and Columbia archives by, this is the Blaze article, shows that Obama transferred from Occidental during a time of rampant grade inflation and entered Columbia during one of the easiest years to transfer in recent memory. And they go on to explain the grading system that it changed that would get him from Occidental into Columbia. And you could be average, particularly if you were black. Now we find out WikiLeaks is likely going, maybe they've done it now, I don't know, I didn't follow the story, but I saw that Julian Assange says, we're going to be releasing Barack Obama's transcripts. And what the funny thing about it to me is, what took so long? How did we let the left hold us hostage over how brilliant this guy is? But here's the beauty of it, that it is being released in the time of Donald Trump. We've got the NFL under fire. We've got capitalism is making a resurgence because we've got Donald Trump fighting back on behalf of us. We've got Hollywood reeling. The left are reeling from all these allegations of Harvey Weinstein, and we're going to cover that in some really interesting stories coming up here in a bit, later in the broadcast. But what in the time of Trump, we finally get to look at how stupid, how book dumb Barack Obama was, and we get to put yet another nail in the coffin of these idiot leftists who wanted to convince us that he was the smartest guy on the planet. And what's that going to say about Hillary Clinton and, of course, Joe Biden and all the people that he selected? Yet again, we get an answer.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo is traveling to North Korea for the third time this year for nuclear talks with officials in Pyongyang. There have been some reports that North Korea has been hesitant to get rid of all of their nuclear weapons. If getting rid of nuclear weapons does turn into a high-stakes game of poker, Don Brammer, former Special Ops Intelligence Officer, ultimately says who would come out on the losing side of this.
The world stands loose if we can't come to an agreement here. You know, and I'll go back to this is a process, and we tend to think that in today's world that things happen immediately and overnight, and probably because of social media and things like that. But this is a process that will take years to accomplish.
That audio, courtesy of Fox News, and from North Korea to hot dogs, Joey Jaws Chestnut is your Nathan's Hot Dog Eating Contest champion once again. Chestnut ate 74 hot dogs in the contest today. This is USA Radio News.
I'm Captain Obvious, and Hotels.com rewards me basically everywhere I stay. So why am I currently skipping stones with four locals and one grizzly bear outside this Riverside Lodge in Portland? Because Hotels.com lets me do me. And because, honestly, the bear just kind of joined in, and now we're afraid that if we stop, he'll get angry. He can smell our fear. Hotels.com. You do you, and get rewarded.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
I cheered against Obama. I admit that. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. It's the Kevin Jackson Show. Black man cheering against Barack insane Obama. Some might consider that cheering against America. But I didn't see it that way. Remember when Limbaugh said, I'm not, you know, betting on Obama. I'm not going to cheer for this guy. He's ideologically opposed to me. Now, I know that my cheering against Obama and those that are cheering against Trump, they feel the same way that I did. They justify their opposition to President Trump because philosophically they differ from him. See, we're all ideologues to some degree. And that prevents us from cheering for the other team. I've never gone to an event where I represented my team and I was cheering for the other team. And I know on a rare occasion where you've got two kids in college and they play on different teams or something like that, maybe you do. But for the most part, when you have set your ideology, when you go, I'm for Alabama, and you're playing South Carolina is the enemy. That's how it works. It's human nature. Let's just admit who we are when we are talking about humans, right? And in our case, we are justified. Conservatism is justified because the other side of this argument are a bunch of anti-Americans. They hate us for being pro-American. Now, ironically, I suspect the left feel the same way in their twisted dementia. So who's right? Well, we are. That was a setup, silly. We are. See, because the difference is this. I didn't cheer for Obama because I know he's wrong. I know nothing this man was going to do would work. And you know what he did? He proved me right. He proved all of us right. We didn't hate him because he was black. I certainly didn't. I'm black too. Why would I hate him? Oh, Kevin, because you a self-hating coon, bud, negro, blah, blah, blah. Step and fetch it to the white man. Nope. I didn't hate Barack Obama because of his color or he's half white or half black or whatever. I hated his policies. I hated his ideology. I knew it wouldn't work. Why? Because I'm a smart person. And to be honest with you, you don't have to be that brilliant to know. Study a little bit of history, understand a little bit about economics and finance, and you get it. So I knew it wouldn't work. But here's the big but that I cannot lie. You other brothers can't deny. The big but here is we knew it wouldn't work. And it didn't work. And so, if it doesn't work, then we're justified. Had it worked, I would have been saying, wow, who knew? I back up. I'm wrong. And then I would have had to go and do a lot of soul searching. That's the but. If it had worked, I would have said, I don't understand this. There's something wrong with my logic in terms of how finance and economics works, how the system works. If Barack Obama had not printed $1 trillion a year, he stabilized the economy, he brought millions of jobs year one or even over the period that he was in office, millions of new jobs, high-paying jobs, raised the wages, got America's credit back into AAA standard or whatever the ratings are, had taken care of protecting our borders, was taking care to make sure that Americans were not being attacked by terrorists, that we weren't being overrun with a bunch of banditos who want to live here for free and thwarting our legal immigration system, and on, I would say, wow, where did I screw up? I wouldn't try to rationalize. I wouldn't go, well, it's only doing this because of that it is, blah, blah, blah. I would go, whoa, shoot, let me go learn something. I thought I knew it. And I wouldn't be mad about it. Because we would be doing well. And I would say to myself, holy cow, if the Democrats, now, I'm not going to tell you I agree with all of their, you know, transgender this and LGBT stuff like that. I would have disagreed with that, but I would say financially speaking, this dude is a rock star. And as far as transgender goes and LGBT issues and things like that, if Barack Obama had said, look, this is live and let live. How about we do that? I would have gone along with it. We pretty much do, don't we, conservatives? We don't really care. If you want to cross-dress, cross-gender, whatever, I don't really care. Here's where I care. I don't want to pay for it. Sorry. It's not my issue. I got my own set of problems. So, all he had to do was perform. Is that so difficult? I know with the left, it's always try. He tried. You know, leftism works so good when it's theoretical. You know, God, it would be so good if every child were educated. Yeah, sounds good. How about this? It would be so good if every child were educated with a good education, where they could actually use that education in a practical manner so that they could find out exactly what they want to do in life, and we wouldn't have to re-educate them. We wouldn't have to spend waste money on useless things that they're never going to do again. That would be good. I would vote for that education in a minute. The problem is we don't. We allow this ruse of education to continue to occur. And I hope Betsy DeVos gets on this. But the difference, folks, is in results. It's that simple. The left does not care about results. That's why we are right. Our ideas are, I'll put it to you this way. If I have a concept and I go, this concept is good and we should be doing blankety blank, and it doesn't work, I abandon the concept. I go, that was stupid. I shouldn't have done it. And then if somebody comes along and goes, hey, I'm about to do that, I'd go, you know what? That doesn't work. Let me correct that. I tried it. It didn't work for me. My recommendation is ask a few other people before you embark upon this course of action, because I checked with three people. They told me not to do it. I did it and I failed. So there you go. Go forth and conquer, young man. So I would at least warn you. I'm not going to tell you what to do and what not to do. But when it comes to Obama, we knew what was going to happen. We have a lot of history to go back on, and he disregarded it philosophically in many other areas, like protecting us. Letting Muslims infiltrate our government and our society are things that I philosophically differ with. Had he taken the tact that he promised to take with immigration and these travel bans and things like this, and he said, let's respect the American way of life, things would have been dramatically different. But he didn't do that. Here's the point of it all, folks. Donald Trump has had a year that would make the average leftist go, I got to take pause. I have to look at my situation differently and understand that, wow, why is this guy being so successful? But they don't do that. They cheer when the market loses 500, 600, 1,000 points. They cheer it. They celebrate the idea that people are theoretically losing money. I mean, you're not lost until it's done. They don't want to see Trump win, even though he's proving that he's a winner. And Stephen Hayes, who was a never-Trumper, he wrote a piece on this in Town Hall, and he says this: the unseemingly sight of nearly the entire Democratic congressional delegation sitting on their hands and clinging to their chairs throughout Donald Trump's State of the Union speech is further evidence that they want America to fail on Trump's watch. Hundreds of American companies are bringing jobs to America, paying American workers bonuses. Democrats sat stone-faced. The lowest black unemployment rate in 40 years. Democrats smirked. We are defeating ISIS in the Middle East. Ho-hum. Many on the left are suffering from a severe disease of anti-Trump derangement syndrome. ATDS sufferers crave bad news. In bright, sunny economic sky, they point to the single cloud. Now, I'm going to say this. Stephen Hayes was a guy I watched at the Republican convention plotting against Donald Trump. Him, Billy Crystal, and there was one other guy. And they cannot stand Donald Trump. And he's actually writing a piece now saying, whoa, hold on a minute. And all of this goes to what I'm going to be talking about today, which is why we are going to clean their clocks in November of this year. This is what I'm pointing to. He said this: the other day I was on CNN sparring with April Ryan of the American Urban Radio Networks, who is, to say the least, not friendly to Trump. When I mentioned all of the companies that are hiring more workers, paying bonuses or raises to their employees, including as many as 1 million Walmart employees, I thought this might elicit some positive reaction. Instead, she complained that Walmart is closing many of its Sam's Club stores, resulting in employees being laid off. Yes, the Sam's Club closures impact about 9,000 employees, and though many of them have been reassigned to Walmart stores. Meanwhile, about 100 times that number will get raises or bonuses. I'm going to tell you a story that happened to me exactly like that with some stupid leftist that sent me a note, and we're going to talk about why we're going to win later this year.
Kevin Jackson
on the Black Sphere Radio Network.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com, announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protected building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutraMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutraMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com. Or call our order line, 888-212-8871.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Over the last 4 years, three of the biggest online precious metal dealers have gone bankrupt and their owners put in prison due to theft and fraud. Having previously purchased precious metals, can you be sure you purchased the right product? Did you receive proper advice? Or were you stung by one of these companies? Miles Franklin has been in business for 29 years without receiving any material customer or regulatory complaints ever. Maintaining an A-plus Better Business Bureau rating and residing in Minnesota, the only state in America that regulates the precious metals industry, making doing business in precious metals with Miles Franklin the safest choice, bar none. Call us at 866-485-4346 and let us review your portfolio at no commitment whatsoever. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Get the peace of mind you deserve in working with a precious metals company with a reputation like Miles Franklin. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Precious Metals, the name you can trust.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers, but if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need, just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
An end to identity politics.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson. It's Kevin Jackson Radio Show, KJ Radio. We're also on Facebook under the Kevin Jackson Radio Show, I believe. Or you could look us up under the Black Sphere Radio Show, something like that. One or the other. You can find us if you want to. And Kurt Martin runs the radio program for me. Kurt's a star. Dude is a stud. And, he's on top of it. And I got to tell you, I thank God for the good people that are involved with this. And I put this shout out every now and then to say, if you want to get involved with us in a way, and no matter how much you can contribute, the only thing we ask is, what are you good at and how much time can you give us? and then we will move forward. But would love to have you guys involved. We can't do this by ourselves. It takes a lot of time and energy. So we're talking about this situation in New York, brought on by leftism. Don't let them try to push this off on somebody else. Leftists created this situation in New York with terror. And it goes back even beyond Chuck Schumer in the 1990s. But that was the beginning when Chuck Schumer said, America needs more diversity. The most diverse country on the planet needs more diversity. We speak more languages. We have more religions. We have more culture than anywhere on the planet. And these guys say, well, you need to bring in some Papua New Guineans. Sorry, we got them. We got everybody. But I can name you many countries where they don't have diversity. They're not looking for more white folks. By the way, I tell white people this all the time. People act like y'all are the dominant race around the globe. You're not. People of color outnumber you. Something like 2-3 to 1. You know what? If I were white, I would be the most crazy white. They would go, man, he's a nationalist. Because I would be like, look at all these countries of color that nobody wants to go to. Y'all criticize the white man all the time. Then you come and you brown the country. We leave and go somewhere else and make it beautiful. And then y'all want to come running back to us. I would be talking smack like this daily. And it's funny because I know, like, there was a dude, he started something like white people's whatever. And I got after him because I don't think you should have to be talking about people in terms of color. But I get his point. He's like one of these white guys going, I'm sick of being the butt of the joke, or, you know, the mean-spirited boogeyman bad guy of everything. I'm not the guy hiding in the closet. I'm not the guy hiding under your bed. I'm not the boogeyman. So I get it. You know who's making these iconic cities around the world? Cities that used to be full of adventure, full of romance. When someone would talk about, you know, Kevin, let's meet in Bogota and let's go do blanky blank, or let's go meet in, you know, Lima, Peru, so we can go mountain, you know, backpacking, you know, in the Andes or whatever. It was a sense of adventure. Now you got to worry about, is there terrorists lurking in the jungle? You know, somebody wanting to kill me? In Africa, don't even go there. I got a friend, he hasn't been back to Africa. He's from Egypt. Been here since 1974. He says, last time he went back to Egypt was 1989. He said he went because his brother was kind of in with the government. So he would go to Egypt. His brother would pick him up, run interference for him because he's an Egyptian that refused to speak Arabic anymore. And he would go there and they'd say things like, why don't you speak Arabic? And he goes, why should I? I'm an American citizen now. And they were mad at him. He's totally Egyptian with a very, you know, Arabic accent. Why should I speak Egyptian? Why should I speak Arabic when I'm an American? Like that. And they're like, and they're giving him grief to get into a country where he was born and raised. Anyway, his brother picked him up in 1989, but his brother died shortly thereafter. So he says, I've never had a reason to go back. I don't want to be hassled. He goes, I don't want to go back and have to, you know, figure out, you know, he's a Coptic Christian, by the way. He goes, I don't want to deal with any of the things that could potentially happen. He goes, I'm happy to be in America. He hates Obama. Hates him. He knows what Obama did to his country. But anyway, here's my point. Take all these great cities, London, Paris, Brussels, New York, whatever. You know what you have? You have a place where you got to watch your back. It's not about the adventure or the feeling that's like going to New York. I remember the first time I went to New York, it was like, whoa, man, look. You know, I just this wide-eyed, bushy-tailed little country boy going, this is amazing. It's so cool. Not anymore. I go to New York. This is true. Y'all don't think I'm lying. Last time I was in New York, I ate at the same restaurant 5 times. I walked from my hotel, boop, to the restaurant, boop, took it back, ate it 5 times. Lunch and dinner, lunch and dinner, lunch. And then I took off. I don't even adventure. I don't go out and go, oh, wow, this is really cool. Let's see what else is new here. Whatever. It's so congested. It's such a typical liberal crap hole that you go, why bother? And then you got to watch your back. Told you that one time when something backfired in Times Square. Pow! And time literally stood frozen for a second and a half. Everybody just... And then you saw the cop kind of look over, and it was a car that backfired. Never forget it. It was that commercial where everything froze. Just for that split second. Like the atomic clock stood still. Just weird stuff, man. Weird stuff. Prior to the attack in New York, there had been 1,751 global terror attacks in the name of Islam so far in 2017. 1,751. These attacks occurred in 57 countries in which 12,454 people were killed. 12,464 people were injured. Now you can add 8 more people killed and 12 more people injured. One more global terror attack. And you can bet that since the terror attack in New York yesterday, that there are additional terror attacks that have occurred around the world. In 2016, folks, there were 2,491 Islamic attacks in 59 countries. So you can see this is a good year for terror in terms of terror attacks. 2,491 in all of 2016, year to date, 1,751. So we're on a run rate of around 2,000. We might have a quarter less terror attacks than we did last year. And that's going to be a good year. In 2016, 21,261 people were killed in terror attacks. 26,722 injured. A good year, by the way, in comparison to 2015, where there were 2,884 Islamic terror attacks around the world in 53 countries, in which 27,600 plus people were killed. 26,000 and change were injured. Anybody think that leftists have any idea that there have been 7,127 global terror attacks by radical Muslims over the past 3 years, and in that time, over 50,000 people have been killed. I would love for someone to tell me what Christianity would be looked at if we had that kind of record of carnage. Think they could tell you the countries where these attacks have occurred? Think I could tell you what country where the most heinous loss of life occurred? For the record, the worst terror attack in 2017 was in Somalia. 358 people were killed, 429 injured, when somebody strapped on, put some explosives in a truck and drove it into a market. A truck. Not killed by guns, people. See, the media only wants you to hear about terror when it occurs in civilized countries. They tell you of the attacks in Paris, Brussels, London, Miami, New York, but they won't tell you about the attacks that happen in Chad, Somalia, and various other places. You should see the list. It's daunting. I mentioned this before when I covered the decades of terror. 3 terror attacks in the 70s. In the 80s, 657 people were killed, 303 wounded in less than a dozen terror attacks around the country. In the 90s, 1,049 people killed, 757 people wounded in the entire decade of the 90s. And in 2017, we have 1,752 global terror attacks, and we've got thousands of people who have been killed. 12,000 plus so far this year killed, and 12,000 injured. More than the entire decade of the 60s, of the 70s, the 80s, and the 90s in a single year. And we're not even done with this year. Can you remember the first terror attack of this year from Esteban Santiago, a man who attacked the airport in Fort Lauderdale on behalf of ISIS? Because most Americans can't even name that. That's how terror has become. We just forget about it.
Won't stop until he's the top-rated radio talk show host in America.
What kind of weird competitive freak are you?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.